From the City of Angels off the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be, across the nation, around the world, I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Open lines later tonight. Here's some quick stories of the day, then we'll get into a very special event this hour. Well, if you are one of the 40 million people who have a credit card, listen to this. A security breach of customer information at a credit card processing company has exposed as many as 40 million cardholders of all brands to potential fraud. Now, this was reported by MasterCard, but it's all brands. The credit card giant said its security division detected multiple instances of fraud that tracked back to Card System Solutions of Tucson, Arizona. Now, that company processes transactions for banks and merchants. About 13.9 million of those credit cards at risk are MasterCard-branded cards. MasterCard said that it immediately notified its customer banks of specific card accounts that may have been subject to compromise. The company said that social security numbers, dates of birth, were not stored on the MasterCard cards. Osama bin Laden's top lieutenant urged Muslims to press on with their jihad against the United States and Western interests in the land of Islam, saying that the Islamic nations must be allowed to run their own affairs without foreign intervention. The Arabic television network Al Jazeera aired on Friday portions of the video by Othman al-Zawahiri. Now, he is not the Zakawi, the one in Iraq. This is the number two man, the one with the heavy beard. He, according to people, looked healthier and fuller than he did in his last message, which was several months ago. An assault rifle sat propped up against him behind his right shoulder. He is merely trying to rally people there. Oil prices set a new record of $58.60 a barrel on Friday after the United States and other Western nations shut consulates in the oil-producing Nigeria following a terrorist threat there. Toyota, by the way, is aiming for a $50,000 hydrogen car, and General Motors says they will have a market-ready hydrogen fuel cell car by 2010. So something is beginning to happen. Toyota Motor Corporation aims to cut the cost of its hydrogen-powered fuel cell cars to $50,000 from more than $1 million by 2015. They simply said they can't do it any earlier because of the lack of hydrogen filling stations that are out there. But, you know, the old saying, if you build it, they will come. Eventually, I think we will have many hydrogen cars out there and begin, hopefully, to do away with this dependence on oil, at least for cars, at least for that. If you go to the coasttocoastam.com website, look under the hot stories. Computer scientists here are developing a system which would allow you to teleport, not yourself, really, just hold on, to teleport a solid 3D recreation of yourself over the internet. You can send it to anybody, and you just pop up there. The professors, Todd Murray and Seth Goldstein of the Carnegie Mellon University in Pennsylvania, think that within a human generation, we might be able to replicate three-dimensional objects out of a mass of material made up of small synthetic atoms. Cameras would apparently capture the movement of an object or a person, and then this data would be fed into the atoms, which would then assemble themselves to make up an exact likeness of the object. It's pretty neat. You can read the whole story again on coasttocoastam.com. You know, in 1996, while I was driving to work for my late-night talk show in St. Louis, and I was playing around with the dial, I came across a fellow by the name of Art Bell. And I got to tell you, I was captivated. I just loved what he did. I listened to him quite a bit. And I said, this guy has got to be one of the greatest talk show hosts I have ever heard. Not just the format and not just the way he presented things and how he interviewed, but just who he was as a person. Who would know that several years later I'd be working with the man? The master, as I call him. Today in this hour, a special tribute to Art Bell, because today is Art Bell's 60th birthday. Now, if you get up to the coasttocoastam.com website, you'll see a little artist animation sketch of Art in a UFO. It's kind of cute, as a matter of fact. But this is his hour, and this is his hour to share with some very special guests who have contributed to Coast to Coast, and some people that I think Art Bell has touched their lives dramatically. So in a moment, our special guests, as we wish Art Bell happy birthday. And welcome back to Coast. I'm George Norrie. You know, all of us, I mean all of us, would not be taking this incredible ride if it wasn't for Art Bell, when he developed and worked on the concept of Coast to Coast AM. And there are a number of guests that have appeared on this program over the years, compelling guests who have just entertained you, who have thrilled you, who have baffled you, and who have really made you think about things that are going on this planet and elsewhere in this universe. One such person, Dr. Roger Lear. Dr. Lear's expertise has been to investigate some of these implants that have been in people that he believes have been put there by extraterrestrials. Dr. Roger Lear, wishing Art happy birthday. Hi, Roger. How are you?
Good, George. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. And thank you for being part of this momentous hour. I really appreciate that.
Well, it's a great pleasure to have been asked. I consider Art a very good friend, and I think he's made a tremendous contribution to the human knowledge on this planet.
Oh, there's no doubt about that, Roger. You know, as I was saying, when I heard Art back a long, long time ago, I just got glued, as so many millions of people across this planet have been glued to their radio stations, listening to the various topics and things that Art would do. But more importantly, what he was able to do and what he is able to do, it was not just the topic in the subject matter, but the person that he is. And he was able to pull that, I think, out of guests, even like yourself.
Oh, absolutely. Art has a very, very special way. Not taking anything away from you, George, because I never did consider you a fill-in for Art, but certainly an adjunct to the program, because in your way, your talent complements everything that he has been able to do.
Well, I got to tell you, in my particular case, Roger, that this opportunity that I have today, there are several individuals who have made this happen for me, for Coast to Coast, specifically Alan Corbett, who we'll hear from later, Craig Kitchen. But Art Bell was very responsible for this, because he had to sign off on this guy. And I've always thought of myself as being in the stagecoach with him, kind of riding shotgun. And if we ever hit a bump in the road, course, it's the guy who's riding shotgun who always gets thrown off. The guy riding the stagecoach, he's on his way. What, in your career talking with Art over the years, and I know you were just on just a few weeks ago, but is there one thing, one memorable thing that just sticks out with you?
Well, I think that's a difficult question to answer, because each time I've been on with him, it's been a very, very special time. And he has a great ability to sift through a large amount of information and bring out that which are considered the gems of the topic of the evening. And I think that's a very, very special talent. And I certainly want to wish Art, a wonderful most happy birthday. And I was very saddened to hear today that he has a cat that's severely ill.
Oh, and I didn't know that.
Yes, and I want to just take a moment, and I'm going to, we just lost a very dear little precious pet bunny that we've had last week, and I know how he's feeling, and I for one, am going to put that cat in my prayers and hope that others will do the same.
Thank you very much, Roger. We appreciate you being part of this tonight.
Thank you, George.
Dr. Roger Lear. One person who could not be with us tonight because he has been traveling all month. He's been in Egypt. He's been all over the place. Sent us this by email, and he asked that I read this, and I will. Art Bell is a true pioneer, and I wish him well on his birthday. As a physicist, I truly believe that in this great universe of ours, there are intelligent beings similar to us. Every time I contemplate how rich, diverse, and huge our universe is, I realize that the odds are simply astronomically in favor of this. And it would not surprise me at all if some of them have been monitoring Earth radio. If so, then perhaps they have been the eavesdropping on Art Bell's show, and like millions of others, have been glued to the radio. Perhaps this gentleman, or gentlewoman, or gentle thing, will take this opportunity one day to cut into the Earth radio and come on the airwaves to wish Art Bell a wonderful birthday. So as we gaze into the splendor of the night sky, wondering if anyone is out there, perhaps there is someone looking back at us, listening faithfully to Coast with Art Bell. And that, of course, from Dr. Michio Kaku, who has been a regular guest of Art's for a long, long time. Another person, of course, though, who comes at this with a different perspective, because she has been an integral part of Coast to Coast AM and the old Dreamland show, Linda Moulton Howe. She's reporting, of course, on all kinds of high strangeness, and she's worked with Art for a number of years. As a matter of fact, Linda, didn't Art find you many years ago?
Well, you know what? I think it was February of 1992 when Dreamland first went on the air. And it was only a few months before that that I'd been in Los Angeles producing that Paramount Fox TV special called UFO Report Sightings. And television always involves so much equipment, vans, people, all of that. And suddenly, when Art asked me to join him on Dreamland, and we went on the air, I think, for the first time with 25 stations or something, I could be in a telephone booth in an airport and do a news report. And it was a revelation. I'd spent my whole professional life working with cameras, gears, and now all of a sudden I could do reporting in a telephone booth. And Art, if you're listening, do you remember... In the beginning, I was putting the phone mouthpiece down over my tape recorder speaker to play back interviews. Seems incredible now, but that's how we started. And, you know, and another thing I'll never forget was working for the first time from those red British telephone booths that used to be out in all the fields.
Oh, yeah.
Getting rid of them. But that was what I depended on when I was in England in the first 92-93 crop circle season there. And it would be 4 o'clock in the morning in Wiltshire. And I would be making a call from a red telephone booth with somebody jammed in there with me and a person outside the door to talk about whatever the mysterious lights and crop circle news was. And there was one incredible night when several of us had seen this strange light in it was the infrared and a starscope jumping at the end of a field. And we were able to go fresh from this incredible experience into one of those red phone booths next to a B&B and call up and get the story fresh on Coast. And when I think about from 92 and for 10 years, I guess it was, or 11, that Art and I covered a lot of ground on Dreamland and Coast in terms of my news reports. And we were ranging from Earth mysteries to cosmic mysteries to a lot on global warming. And Art, wherever you are, you've always had that special voice in mind from the high desert. And you taught me to love radio. Thank you so much, and happy 60 orbits around the sun.
He'll have about 600 more.
Yes, may we all, George, because I love doing posts with you too.
Well, let me tell you, Linda, the experience with you and Art, I got to believe, because you two would break stories
right. That
would be months, if not years, ahead of what some of the mainstream media would ever pick up on.
Yeah, it really, when you look back, the stuff that we were doing on global warming and on the Atlantic drift and on what happened with the fisteria that was causing so many fish deaths and all of it, we seem to be hitting kind of ahead of the curve in a lot of media. In fact, I remember once doing a Coast with Art, and I think it was on fisteria, and the next day I got a call from a reporter at Newsweek wanting to pick my brain.
See, how about that? Well, I got to tell you, Linda, Listening to you when you've been on with Art prior to even my involvement with Coast to Coast was captivating. I couldn't believe that there was someone devoted to running around covering these kinds of stories. You were, and we got to thank Art Bell for finding you, allowing you to be able to do what you do so well.
Amen, and freeing me up to do reports in telephone booths.
You got it. Matter of fact, we'll see you next Friday because you have a report for us, do you not?
Yes, it's going to be, I think, quite interesting about Earth mysteries, and I look forward to talking to you then.
All right, you take care of yourself.
You too.
And then, of course, what would Coast to Coast be without Sean David Morton? Sean David Morton, who has come on the program for so many years, who has really compelled us to just look into the future and to see if those predictions of Sean David Morton would ever come true. And you know what? As Art said a long time ago, he's pretty uncanny. Sean David Morton on Coast to Coast. Hi, Sean.
It's great to be here, and happy birthday, Art Bell. You know, it's just a fabulous, fabulous ride since I first came on the show talking about Area 51 back in 1991.
Whoa, 91.
That's 14 years. I don't know if I hold the record or not, but 14 years I've known Art. His good humor, his grace, his gentle wisdom, the fact that he was so unique and so different to late night talk because he wasn't some right wing or left wing fanatic or some convicted felon or some religious fruitcake that was out there. He was somebody that was telling us amazing, remarkable, velvety smooth ghost stories and stories of the future and connecting us with the center of the universe, with the center of our hearts, and connecting us with the past to give us a better view of the past so that we could better see ourselves and where we were going in the future.
He has a knack, Sean, as you know, of being way ahead of the curve. He's got this intuitiveness. Maybe he picked it up from people like you, but he's got this ability to see things, and he reacts to them, and you know what? He's there all the time.
Well, his natural Gemini nature, if you will, the Gemini being the twins, being communication, being the voice, the whole concept of what Geminis are has now changed. It's gone from being the twins that are sort of popular radio or popular entertainment to now the shift in consciousness that's come with the harmonic convergence and then the harmonic concordance, that the twins have now become the Stargate. And literally, Art has become a Stargate for much higher and much greater information. And I can certainly hope that, I know his voice is traveling through space right now and to the very edges of the universe. And maybe, just maybe, whoever's out there will possibly tune in, just like the truck drivers of the highways and byways. Maybe they're the truck drivers of the spaceways, and they'll tune in, and who knows? Maybe they'll just come to Earth just to see where that deep, velvet, silky smooth voice is coming from, you think?
If there are parallel universes, Sean David Morton, I'm sure Art's voice is into that one, too.
Well, I just want to say to Art, happy 60th birthday to you. May the saddest day of the future be no worse than the happiest day of your past. May you live as long as you want to and never want as long as you live. That he shouldn't resist growing old because many are denied the privilege. And I wish him health and long life, that he has land without rent, $1 million every year. And if he can't go to heaven, boy, oh, at least you'll die in Ireland. That's all I can say.
Sean, you take care of yourself.
All right, thank you. God bless you, George.
You too, my friend. Now, this entire hour we are going to devote to some very important guests of Art Bell's over the year to call in and wish him happy birthday. And there are many, many more coming. As a matter of fact, there's a handful on hold right now, which we'll get to in just a short moment. Art Bell, of course, is one of those icons. And just for all of you now to be able to experience this does not happen all the time. I mean, there are a few out there in the radio business, and they're gone. You know, we've got this gift. We've been given this gift of having Art Bell as a friend, as someone to listen to in the wee hours, and there'll never, ever be another person like that. Happy birthday, Art Bell. And when we continue, we'll hear from some more of your friends on Coast to Coast AM. And it's Art Bell's birthday today. Happy birthday, Art. And we're celebrating the birthday by talking to some noted guests here on Coast to Coast. And, you know, when you hear the word witch, sometimes you panic. Sometimes you get a little frightened. But not when you talk to this witch, Evelyn Paglini. Hi, Evelyn. How are you?
Hi, George. And how are you?
Good. It's good to talk with you. And Art, I trust, is out there somewhere. The stage is all yours, Evelyn.
Well, I want to wish Art a wonderful and productive happy birthday and the next year. To me, Art is always going to be what I will call the beacon of light in the darkness. Art, you've always touched the lives of tens of millions of people, lifting their consciousness and their level of awareness. And because of your format and your style, this audience and I have an opportunity to hear different opinions and viewpoints on topics that would never be covered except by you and on Coast to Coast AM. One thing I got to say is he's never been afraid to push the envelope. He's never been afraid to tackle controversial issues. And I enjoy listening to his guests and always his shows because they're thought-provoking. They're informative, as well as entertaining. And to me, what I've enjoyed, I think, the most is that tens of millions of people now have a better understanding of the power of their mind through those mass consciousness experiments. And that, to me, is a gift.
Was there a favorite story, Evelyn, when you've been on Coast to Coast with Art that you want to share with us?
That would be it. I think the mass consciousness experiments that he did, showing people, empowering people, letting them touch the divine within themselves, knowing that they had a power of mind, and when collectively they focused it like a laser beam, they could move mountains, they could cause rain, they could put out fires. It's tremendous.
And, you know, he always had that special relationship with guests, special guests like you, like Roger Lear, like Linda Moultonhouse and Sean David Morton, that just pulled out just a little bit more of who you were and a little bit of that personality. And it was just a remarkable way that a lot of talk show hosts in this country do not do.
Well, his questions were always challenging, but he made you feel comfortable.
Absolutely.
He made you feel easy to talk to. And that's what's so unique about him. And even though his questions were challenging, he gave you an opportunity to explain.
Evelyn, thank you for taking part in the birthday celebration.
Thank you for asking me. And Art Bell, have 60 more.
I love it.
Take care.
Evelyn Paglini, the Good Witch. Of course, what would Coast to Coast be without this next individual who really makes you think? Really makes you wonder, and in some cases, scares the daylights out of you. Major Ed Dames, right here on Coast to Coast. Hello, Major Ed. How are you?
I am good.
Good. Thanks for participating today.
Thanks for the honor of having me on.
You know, you and Art go back a long time, don't you?
Not that far. About 8 years. It's quite a while, though.
That's good.
I remember it was before the webcam, and he could do the show in his skivvies or even his birthday suit if he wanted to. And now he's got to use a Grecian formula, and he has to cut his coffee with Geritol and borrow Ramona's makeup kit.
You're roasting him. I love it.
But all kidding aside, though, like I've said before on such occasions, of all the things that go bump in the night, the bump from Pahrump is my favorite. And so from the bottom of my cold heart, here's the many more happy birthdays, Art, from Dr. Doom.
Might appear to be cold, Ed, but it really isn't. And I've got to tell you, you and Art have given us just years of fulfillment listening to your remote viewing prophecies and what you see and in the way Art questions you. And you're going to be on with him, I think, tomorrow night, right?
Sunday night.
Sunday night, okay.
Yeah, I love the guy. There's nobody like him in the world.
Any special story that sticks out, Ed?
There's nothing that really sticks out in terms of context, but there is that first show that I ever did was about 2 hours long, and a mutual friend of Art and I didn't know Art at the time, coaxed me into doing this show. I said to my friend, I don't do radio, but my friend coaxed me into doing the show. And I remember after 2 hours, I put the phone down and I said to myself, I like that guy. And I liked him because he was friendly, he was tactful, he wasn't confrontative, and he's just an all-around likable guy who treated his guests very politely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And he let the guests express their views. He didn't put them down. He didn't disbelieve. He didn't quite believe. He just let them talk. And I think that's the gift he has.
He has a gift.
Thanks.
Indeed.
Major Ed, appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks again.
You take care. Major Ed Dames. We'll be back with more of Art Bell's 60th birthday tribute in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Art Bell's 60th birthday tribute. I'm George Norrie. I always remember the day that Art super glued his lips together and couldn't talk. Let's go to Danion Brinkley. Danion, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Good to have you with us. And go ahead. He's yours.
What do you say about a person who saved your life, introduced you to your wife, and taught you about the power of prayer, willful conscious intent? Art Bell is my friend because I met him in 75, and in the course of the first time I ever went on his show, I met and married the woman that created that possibility, Catherine. And I'm deeply in love, and I have great children, and everything that God would promise me in my life, I have it. And then he saved my life, George, by what Evelyn was talking about mass consciousness. He went on the air and got people to pray for me in 1997. And he flew to my bedside, a friend, more than anything else to the night. He's a friend.
You've got to tell us, as funny as it is, the incredible story of Art coming in with his video camera that you told me at the conference.
The consummate, listen, what people never knew about Coast to Coast, which is the dream that you inherit, and Coast to Coast was born in politics. Art was dealing with politics, and he got tired of that crap. And then he started looking for the truth. He's up all night anyway. He's a consummate radio man. He's looking for the truth. And Coast to Coast and his shows were about Art Bell. What we all love about him, George, and what we're beginning to love about you.
Well, it's not my night.
But wait a minute. I don't care. What it's about is Art created a way that he asked the questions that we all thought but never had the opportunity.
Exactly.
That's what Art Bell did. He went to looking for the truth. He found a couple of people at Premiere that saw the impetus of his style, and he created who we are, the Coast to Coast Nights. He created those who had a place to turn to search for the answer to the truth because he'd seen enough politics. What else about Art? Art knows bull when he hears it. He knows when it's not true. That's that innate nature as a reporter. He knows when it's not true.
And somewhere along the line, he's got videotape of you in your hospital bed.
Now, think about this as the consummate politician and reporter. He comes in. He's got I'm going to die. You know, I'm going to die. They already decided it. I had an 8% chance of survival.
Yeah, you were gone.
I was done. You know, I'd already been through everything, the prayers, everything that could happen, and I had to have this surgery or die. He came. He was there as my friend. My friend, he and Ramona. I'll never forget it as long as I live, George. This is the friendship he sends to everybody, but I got it that night. But yet he was still Art. He was filming my last will and testimony. He was taking pictures of me, Dad. He was walking around in there. And when he did this interview with Enlight Times, and I go back and I look at it, and I read this interview of those days in Enlight Times, and we put it in the new book, The Secrets of the Light. This is a great man. But Ramona and this cat tonight, George, on his greatest day, I have seen this cat on the pool table. And don't ever shoot pool with Art Bell because you will lose.
A shark.
And then, oh, God, a master. Lure you in and just beat your brains out. Okay, watching. At the same time, he's watching Somewhere in Time. And this cat who comes and gets in the middle of the pool table, and it's okay. So in, as there's a life after death, Art, and as you lose this cat this night, that friend or your familiar, and you and Ramona celebrate the transition from this world to the next of that cat, I swear to God that cat will be there when it's your time and her time to pass. So it's just a little separation.
All right, Daniel. Thank you.
And this
you
night,
so
I love you, and I appreciate you, and I thank you for saving my life and teaching people about the power they have through Coast to Coast.
Wonderful person. Daniel Brinkley. Thanks, Daniel.
Thank you, George.
Of course, I used to remember some dark nights driving, listening to a fellow talking to Art Bell about a face on Mars. And I went, oh, my God. I used to remember parking my car in my driveway, and I couldn't go in the house because at that time I didn't have the CC Radio Plus. So I had to listen to this interview for a couple hours outside in my car. This person is Richard C. Hoagland. Hi, Richard.
Good evening, George.
Good to talk with you.
How does one talk about someone who has changed his life? And coming on the heels of Danyon, you know, I think I know the secret of Art's success. He keeps all his guests alive.
Yeah, he did that with you, too.
He did the same thing with me. The night that I was in Miami working on the Miami Circle, and I'll get back to that in a second, and I had the heart attack, and Art found out about it. He went to this audience, this extraordinary crafted audience he has created, that has he has brought together, and he basically said, I don't want to lose a friend. And they responded, because Art has created more than just a radio show. He has created a national family. He's created the national campfire, George, and you are tending that extraordinary campfire. And we all sit around in our cars, in front of our garages, or on mountaintops, or in the valleys, and we all are part of this extraordinary conscious community. And what Art did that night was he reached out and he said to that community, I don't want to lose a friend, and I am absolutely convinced, based on the work I've done, the physics that I'm looking at, that it was that intervention in those first few hours that kept me basically around so that then Robin could keep me alive for the rest of the time.
I believe that.
And, you know, Art's legacy, I mean, we're all talking about him as if he's, you know, not listening, which, of course, you know he is. I mean, come on, give me a break. Art, my dear friend, you and I have many more roads to travel. There are extraordinary things up ahead. There are things you have begun that you're not even aware are quietly falling in the forest. For instance, I introduced Art some years ago to a guy named Dean Radin.
Yes.
And you had Dean on a while ago.
Yes.
Talking about the Princeton Eggs, the consciousness experiment. Well, Dean asked me, this was back, I think, in the fall of 2001, a critical question relating to his experiments in ESP, anomalous cognition, as he calls it, and those eggs. And it wasn't until literally a few days ago that I found the answer to Dean's question, which I sent to him. And it's the same question that Art has wanted to know and the question that you wanted to know. And on a future program, we will lay out that answer because it is the quintessence of why Art's experiments and yours have been so incredibly successful and why, you know, I'm here tonight to talk about it. Well, this is the man that we're discussing. So I definitely want to wish him a most exquisite tetrahedral birthday. It is 60. That is not an accident.
No.
And I want to bring up the other thing that Art has done.
Okay.
Which
I've got about a minute, Richard.
Okay. He has empowered America like no other media personality. He gave me a platform years ago to reach out and basically say, look, NASA is not fulfilling your wishes. You can demand better of them, and they must respond. And because of Art, they did. When I went to Miami with the Miami Circle, all of us together with Art saved that priceless archaeological heritage. Oh, and I also met Robin there because of Art. And as I said, my friend, we have many more roads to travel. And finally, I want to say a word about the cat. Art and I have shared this very special feeling for these furry felines in our lives. And Art, I am definitely with you tonight. and Ramona, and I've had, you know, the unfortunate loss of very careful friends in my life. And as was said a moment ago, you will not be separated long. But with all this audience thinking, just thinking about the well-being of that little friend tonight, a miracle can happen.
Thank you, Richard. Richard C. Hoagland. And, of course, there's another part of Art Bell. All of us in our lives have that one person who has had an incredible effect on who we are. And I think for Art, that person is Alan Corbeth. Alan, how are you?
Big George, how are you?
It's always wonderful to talk with you.
Likewise. Hey, this is fantastic. It's like old home week. I'm hearing Richard and Linda and Sean and Ed and Daniel and everybody else. Great idea.
Well, I got to tell you, the idea comes from you because you're the one who has worked with Art all these years and masterminded the success of Coast to Coast. And it was only fitting, Alan, I think, one, to have you on this birthday tribute, but more importantly, to have you as our final guest to wish Art, first and foremost, a happy birthday. And then I'm going to ask you something that only you probably know, to give us a great Art Bell story.
Okay. Well, I'll certainly tell you that Art played no small part in where everything went. You know, I can wish Art. I do wish you a very, very happy birthday. Many, many more to come. And I'll tell you that Art is 60, and I'm 60, and Richard C., I believe, is 60.
Mm-hmm.
And as my wife put it, she'll call us the three sixes.
How true.
Yeah, everybody, I think everybody just hit that landmark, or at least the three of us did.
Somewhere in your career, all these years, Alan, with Art, there's got to be one story out there that we don't know about that you'd love to tell everybody.
Well, there's a couple of things. I think they probably were told. I think career-wise, the most exciting thing, I think, or at least I felt for him, is the day we actually got Art on WABC in New York.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was a dream come true. I mean, he grew up on the East Coast, or spent a lot of time there, as I did, and we all, both of us, kind of grew up listening to Cousin Brucey on 77 and the rest of that. So that was just amazing. And we told Ramona before we told Art. And we finally told him, and he was so nervous going on the air that night that I didn't know if he was going to make it or not. And it was one of the few nights I ever noticed that he was nervous. But like Art, you know, he's a trooper, and he soon got over it.
Yeah.
So that was it. And another thing which he's told on the air, but we almost lost him one night. They were doing some remodeling in the house. And during the breaks, he would go out, look at the stars, smoke a cigarette or whatever he was doing, just to walk around a little bit and get some fresh air. And as they were remodeling, he forgot that they had removed the deck.
Oh, my.
And he stepped out, and he hit the ground, and he missed, rebarb, in the concrete below sticking up there. And had he been a couple inches the wrong way, that would have gone right through him.
Oh, my.
So, and, of course, there's a night he glued his lips together with super glue. Fixing a cart rack that fell off the wall.
Well, when you said he fell off and missed when he was going to hit the ground and missed the ground, I'm thinking, did he fall into another dimension?
Well, with Art, that's possible.
That is possible.
But, you know, George, you've done a great job in there, and it's just really good that the tradition is just going on and on.
Well, I wanted to thank you, and more importantly, as with Art, this journey, this ride, Alan, that all of us, the millions of us, continue to take every night is directly attributable to the things that you and Art created so many years ago in your part of history.
Well, it's been a heck of a ride, and as I think I told you, it's still going on, so we'll see where it goes.
Okay, my friend, you take care of yourself.
Hey, thank you very, very much.
That's Alan Corbeth, who together with Art Bell, Art was... the host, the creative mind. Alan was the creative mind, the engineering mind, and then with a great staff behind Art and a great staff behind me, we were able to continue the legacy of Coast to Coast. And I'm just proud to be a small part of it. Art Bell, happy birthday, my friend.